Hello there. We're Vince and Elliot McNally.
Yes, the great-great-grandsons of map-making mogul Rand McNally.
And we'll be your hosts and tour guides on a trip across America, one small town at a time.
In the spirit of our great-great-grandfather, we're traveling the country writing the family's first almanac in over 50 years. Towns and Country, the McNally Brothers' comprehensive guide to small-town America.
Each week we'll be in a new town, and after getting to know the place and the people, we'll tell you, the listener, all there is to know.
In a show we call These Parts, a podcast putting towns on the map. Greetings, listeners, and welcome to another episode of These Parts, broadcasting live from RANcon 2016.
Oh my God, Elliot, I'm so excited. I've been looking forward to this for months.
Guys, I'm one of your hosts, Elliot McNally. Of course, this is my brother, friend, and traveling companion, Vince McNally. Vince, you've already said you're excited. I'm excited, too. We are in the midst of such an amazing convention today.
Oh, it's beyond my wildest dreams. We've got 10,000 in attendance on day one. It's amazing. We've got our RV parked in the convention center, broadcasting live from the road, even when we're parked.
If you guys don't believe it, here, I'm going to open the door to the RV, and wow, you can just hear the crowd roar outside.
Just and listen to that roar.
That is in no way, shape, or form some sort of soundbite that we're adding to the show. People come to these types of conventions to gather sound for their sound bites because it sounds so authentic.
Absolutely. And Elliot, as much as I love to pontificate on the greatness of RANcon 2016, we've got to go a little quickly because we're in a continuous state of evading the fire marshals, having the RV running indoors. So we've got to get in, do the show, and then hit the road and try to maybe find a part of the concourse that's outside of the line of sight of the security cameras.
Right on, Vince. Let's put this town on the map.
So, listeners, this week we'll be bringing you news, updates, and fun segments about the con, but we can't do that without first giving a shout-out to the excellent town that we're staying in, Rudyard's Hill, Georgia. Famous for being a destination for many cons across the country.
So take out your comprehensive Rand McNally U.S. wall maps. If you ordered ahead, you can get your commemorative RANcon 2016 wall map and stick a pin in Rudyard's Hill. This town is famous for, as Vince said, having conventions far and wide. Vince, what are some famous conventions that you can think of that have taken place in Rudyard's Hill?
Well, first give me a second. I'm trying to... Georgia in its entirety is obscured by the RANcon 2016 logo, which comprises most of the square footage of the map, actually.
That was kind of an oversight, I guess, on our...
I can see a little bit of Tennessee. I'm just going to stick it in there.
That's fine, yeah. And like the O of RANcon, I think, is kind of, listeners, where you'd want to be sticking your pin.
Some other famous cons that are here, of course, there's the Aquaman Appreciation Con. Mm-hmm. They're still HVACing the floors from that last week, but the staff here are really... They put in a lot of work. They're working around the clock to make sure that most of the sitting areas are less damp than they were a couple hours ago.
And it's great that they rented those HVACs for a couple weeks at a time because GooCon was here before, and that's an appreciation of different oozes and, orifice excretions, and it's a pretty ridiculous con that they have here.
I actually heard that Goo from Gumby and Pokey series is going to be making a special appearance, so tickets are completely fire sale.
Guys, we have such an amazing show today, and to kick things off, I think, Vince, we should go on to one of our favorite segments.
Elliot, I couldn't agree more. That's the weekly Where's Vince.
So listeners, as you know, the weekly Where's Vince is Vince's opportunity to immerse himself in the culture and the town that we're in. This week is going to be a little bit different because the town we're in is RANcon. It's the convention. And so we wanted to explore the convention by inviting a couple of the booth attendees and interviewing them today.
Absolutely, Elliot. Funny as it is, RANcon actually has a larger population than most of the towns we visit, with tens of thousands of fans coursing through the concourse. And we've got a couple of regions of the con represented here today. If you guys would be so kind as to introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name's Cameron Saskanilla. I run the security booth here at RandCon.
Hey, Cameron, how's it going? And we appreciate your service.
All right. I'm doing all right today. How you doing?
We're doing sensationally, Cameron.
So, Cameron, have you had to thwart any wrongdoers or ne'er-do-wells?
No, not too much this year. You know, every year you got a couple people coming up here and they want to mess with the maps and all that. So, you know, you got to be ready for that. But this year, everybody's been pretty good. It's been pretty good. Keep your fingers crossed. You know how, you know, you got to keep your fingers crossed because, you know, maps point to fingers point at maps.
Well said, Cameron. So you have a pretty important job here at the convention center. Are you staffed for other conventions, or are you only on duty for RandCon?
Yeah, we staff for other conventions, too, but RandCon is the big one. You know, I coordinate mm-hmm. all of our employees all around the clock, and we got to make sure that we're trained, we're ready to go for all different cons we got going on. And right now, I got people out over at FlipCon, where there's people flipping quarters, and also at DoorCon, where people are flipping over doors. But over here, you know, mostly that's where most of our people here at RandCon, because like you know, you said, you were breaking attendance records this year, so.
Well, I've heard just from talking to people in Rudyard's Hill that RandCon is kind of D-Day for security, and people are, you guys had to barricade the doors because so many people had pins ready to stick in all these maps we have around here.
They did. I lost 5 men to pins in the eyeball.
Did they? Were they simply too injured to continue working, or did they die?
They're dead.
Wow. Okay, so that's a first for RandCon, I think, Vince.
No. How long have you boys been coming here?
Since we were kids.
Since you're kids, so you don't know. You don't know. How old are you?
We're in our 20s, so, you know, we've...
Oh, yeah, you don't know. You don't know IPIN 76.
Oh, okay, so what happened to RandCon 76?
Well, so the patrons all started filing in. You know, it's just a RandCon. Everyone's having a good old time. And then this one fella, his name was the Man in Black. He's a mythical figure, and he's not, he's from books, and he came in, I'm sorry, I get a little emotional. He came in with pins for fingers, okay? Because he can shapeshift, and he came in and he shot pins out of his fingers into the eyes of our head of security then at that time, and my mentor, Bill Chenz, and well... Bill died in my arms saying, I can't see. I can't see. Where are you? And I said, I'm here. I don't remember what I was talking about.
Wow, Cameron, just breathe. It's going to be okay, bud.
Cameron, that's intense, especially because RandCon is only a couple hours old, and already five people on the security detail are dead.
It looks like the work of the Man in Black, but we don't know.
So do you guys have precautions every year since then for the Man in Black or people with pins for fingers?
Absolutely. So we put a ring of salt around the convention center. And then on top of that, I hire some of the local Wiccans to come on over, and they put on different hexes and spells, mostly curative and protecting charms. But every once in a while, you got to have a defender up there. So on the rooftop, we got wizard snipers.
It's great that WiccaCon is going on right across the street, too.
Absolutely. So I traded some security forces for them, and they gave us some wizards.
Elliot, I think this explains the line in our invoice that we were worrying about, the preparations of the occult for a couple of tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, but they said that it is imperative that we include that. So I think, you know, it's money well spent.
It sounds like it. We were skeptical, but now we're convinced.
You're darn right. Yep.
And Cameron, if you'll stick around, we have to introduce our next guest. She is a proprietor of another booth here. Would you introduce yourself?
I'm drunk, and I run the wipes booth.
I'm sorry, the wipes booth? Do we have a wipes booth?
The wipes booth.
The what? Now, I mean, I hope this doesn't come across as rude, but, you know, we're the ones organizing the con, and there's a lot of booths and a lot of people. We don't know every single function of each and every booth. What would go on at a wipes booth?
Well, have you ever been to a con before? Because if you have, you know that at some point you're going to need to wipe. It doesn't matter what, some kind of crevice going on in your body. We got pit wipes. We got crotch wipes. We got butt wipes. We got nose wipes. We got face wipes. We got soul wipes. We got foot wipes.
I'm gonna stop you right there.
I'm not done with my list.
Continue, please.
We got shoe wipes. I'm done. It's a sweat. A con is a sweated, dirty place, and we want to keep people clean here at RanCon, clean and hygienic. We've got a dumpster full of used wipes.
I just want to point out that this dumpster you're talking about, you brought it in here, and those are our maps that we're selling.
Oh, well, whoops. I think it's a small price to pay for the keeping people clean at RanCon. You don't want to go home with the con crud, so just take a second to wipe yourself before you wreck yourself.
I'm particularly interested in the soul wipes. By what means or magic do those work?
Well, we've worked with WiccaCon across the street, as you mentioned, to wipe down your soul if you have any deeds on your conscience that you feel dirty, or murderous thoughts, perhaps some unclean images in your brain. Use one of our soul wipes, and you'll come right back out clean as a newborn, with your soul untinged, as it were.
Well, thanks a lot to PapalCon 2016 in the lot next door for contributing those holy wipes for the soul. And thank you both for taking your name was Drunk?
No, that's not a name. My name is Junk. It's a nickname.
Do all you guys have convention nicknames?
Yep.
So Cameron, what is your convention nickname?
It's Cameron.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, you don't know my real name, and for security purposes, I can't tell you that.
Okay.
That makes perfect sense.
My nickname's Junk because that was the first wipe I invented.
The Junk wipe. Oh, that's so you can wipe out all the cosplay suits at the cosplay booth, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I saw you do it for the first time. I was there. You remember that?
I do.
Remember I was there because you had just, it was just toilet paper that you pulled out of your trunk.
Yeah.
So you got Junk in the trunk, and I was like, that's paper Junk.
Call me Junk.
It was just a poopy piece of toilet paper.
Yeah. Now we got state-of-the-art wipes.
No poop.
No poop.
And we do want to remind our listeners that at the cosplay booth, when you're trying on costumes, if the costume is, for instance, only Rand McNally's hat, that doesn't mean you have to take off all your clothes to put on that hat. And if you do put on costumes, please wear underwear or, you know, some sort of Junk wipe protective garment.
We have a good deal on the wipes going right now.
So what's the deal?
You leave me something of value to you, you get 5 wipes.
That's a pretty good deal.
It has to actually be a value. You can't try and cheat me. You can't take out a piece of lint from your pocket and be like, this meant everything to me. Nope. It's got to be like, this is a photo of my only last photo of my grandma. That will do. 5 wipes for you. You don't get it back, but I want it.
So you're talking about intrinsic value too, aside from monetary value.
Yes. Money is here today, gone tomorrow, but things that mean something to somebody, those will live in my basement forever.
Well, you guys are clearly veterans of the con and play an even more instrumental role in its history than we could have imagined. Are there any other parts of the con that you guys find particularly cool or interesting or important?
I like funnel cakes.
We worked really hard with our catering service to make sure we had funnel cakes. Are there any particular flavors that you like?
You gotta go with the classic, like blueberry, and then there's pine needle. You know, those are the good ones. And then there's also, you don't want to put too much paint on one, but, you know, if you get all that green, that's some good green.
I'm sorry, you're putting paint on the funnel cakes?
Y'all, like you never been to RanCon before. Yeah, paint on. Yeah, boy.
We're going to have to double check with the health code people. No. We don't want them and the fire marshals after us.
Well, it seems like maybe you guys should get back to work, Cameron.
I didn't hear about my special treat.
Oh, I'm sorry. Junk, do you have another booth that you were interested in visiting?
Oh, this is not so much a booth as it is a toilet stall. But if you go into the third floor men's bathroom, there's a row of 5 stalls that are mostly used for sexual liaisons at cons. And it's just interesting to me to go and see who's porking who at the con. you know, at cons, people's wedding rings mysteriously disappear. And I just think it's fun to see, you know, who really wants to knock those boots.
Well, a lot of people are paying you in wedding rings to get their wipes.
That's true.
It seems you have you're rattling a jar of wedding rings right now.
Yeah, I am. I wear them around my neck like a bunch of shrunken heads.
And this row of five bathroom stalls, I mean, it seems like some crazy feats are going on. Guys, if you're at the con right now, I would steer clear of the third floor men's bathroom. Yeah, they're trying to attempt some sort of human centipede-like glory hole situation right now.
It's called a human buttfuck-pede.
Well, and speaking of Cameron, it seems like there might be some untold things going on outside, and you might be able to get back to work after this interview and, you know, help us out some more.
Absolutely, Dan.
Well, thanks so much, you guys, for taking time out of your busy schedules, and thank you for helping RadCon 2016 run smoothly. This has been Junk from the White Booth and Cameron from Con Security. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
And we have to get to our next segment, Vince. Wouldn't you like to know?
All right, listeners, for our next segment, we're doing an old favorite with a new twist. Typically, your opportunity to write in to the show with your questions, concerns, and queries. But this week, we're opening up the RV and opening up the floor to questions from our fans.
So, here, let's open up the door now. And, guys, again, with this crowd noise thing, very authentic. And sorry if it's overwhelming to listen to, but we just want to provide you the ambiance that you're, like, at RANCON with us right now. And so let's take our first question. Yeah, you there? Right back there?
Hi. Thanks for taking my question. Sorry, I'm just a little overwhelmed seeing you in person.
Oh, no problem.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for coming to RANCON 2016.
I'm so excited. It's my first time. I'm a huge map fan. I love maps. My whole house is decorated with maps. My question for both of you is, what the fuck?
I'm sorry, that's your question?
Yes.
Could you maybe expound on that a little bit?
I'm sorry. It was a two-part question. First part, what the fuck? Second part, why aren't you both married to me? Or just in general. Doesn't have to be me, but it could be.
Thank you so much for your question, first of all.
Yeah, and to answer you, you know, Vince and I are very dedicated to the show, and we are traveling. We're not the type of guys that you'd want to be married to.
You don't know that.
I mean, I'm speaking for me, Vince. What about you?
Yeah, Elliot, that's a good point. We're so busy with the show. We don't have time for long-term romance, but astute listeners will know there have been moments where our hearts have been stolen. I know just recently, Elliot, we were in a town where you talked to a very charming lady that you seemed enamored with.
Mm-hmm. Her name was Florence. And I'm sorry, ma'am, you seem to be conducting some sort of seance. And when Vince says steal our hearts, he didn't mean for you to actually attempt to steal our hearts.
I'll do what I have to do. I'll do what I have to do.
All right, this is freaking me out.
If someone can call custodial services, she seems to be butchering some sort of small animal, like maybe a chipmunk, woodchuck. I can't tell from backstage.
Yeah, that's her out there. All right, get her out. Get her out of here.
Yeah, get her out of here.
Thank you, Cameron.
Okay, I think we have time for our next question now. Yeah, you in the back there.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. RANCON 2016, everybody.
Wow, RANCON 2016. I can't believe I'm actually here. You know, all the tickets were sold out, but then I got one on the corner.
Oh, there are people scalping tickets on the corner?
Well, if you got a good mouth for a blowjay. And believe me, I do. Just look at this.
Yeah, you know, you're under the lights right now.
We can't see the finer details of your mouth from this distance, sir, but
it's a big mouth. It's a big mouth, and yes, it goes so deep.
I'm sorry, sir, did you actually have a question?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. How can I use a map as a floor covering for giving blowjays?
Well, you know, we do have special water-resistant maps. that we can unfurl.
Rinseable?
they are rinseable. We're working with various companies to adjust the technology to not wipe only water off, but various fluids and liquids.
Good. I like to rinse them off in my driveway.
Well, if that's not your speed, though, sir, we do have a series of map-based rugs. They're made of a very durable vinyl, so those would be washing machine safe.
Can you fold them?
You know, we're still working on the technology to allow you to fold them and rinse them, but it seems like yours are getting a lot of use, so you're not going to have to fold them up and store them that often. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, so much use. Just look at my mouth.
Okay.
Again, you're under the lights. We can't really see that well.
Thank you so much, sir. We didn't get your name. That's all right.
My page is going off. I got to go to the third floor bathroom.
Okay, while you're doing that, we're going to actually accept a live tweet question. And Vince, this comes from RANCON Rules.
Oh, that is just charming.
This is awesome. And guys, we're so excited to be here at this convention and accepting these live tweets. Even people are listening at home. This one says, guys, talk about Deliverance Con and Rudyard's Hill, home of the 1972 thriller Deliverance.
Well, perhaps as luck would have it, Deliverance Con is actually going on upstairs on the 8th floor of the convention center here. You can hear the haunting banjo music echoing through the concourse if you're very quiet.
However, it seems our listener is a little mistaken. Rudyard's Hill is not the setting of the hit thriller Deliverance. Although, because Rudyard's Hill is so famous for conventions, one thing led to another, and the convention was held here.
Now, if there are any big Deliverance fans, you should also stick around next week when VoitCon 2016 is rolling through Rudyard's Hill. You'll see such landmark artifacts as John Voight's car, a pen that John Voight used to own, the John Voight lookalike contest, which is always very well attended.
So thanks for the live tweet, and it looks like we have time for one more question, Vince.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, you. How about right here in the front row?
Hi, my name's Sam. I'm from Montpelier, and I want to know if you can put me on the map.
Well, actually, at our cosplay booth,
I want you to physically pin me to the map. Pin me to the map. Pin me to the map.
Well, I was going to say that we have a Velcro suit that we can use to pin you to the map. Are you talking about?
No. Pin me to the map.
All right. What do you say? What do you say, guys? What do you say? Should we pin her to the map?
Now, I was going to comment earlier on the quality of your cosplay, but you're here in the front row. Upon further examination, you do have two large pins driven through your hands that are bleeding onto the floor.
Yes, I am the Christ child.
Yeah, it seems like this is sort of a put-it-on-the-map stigmata situation we have here, Vince.
All right, if we could get some attendance.
Cameron, can you come over here and escort this
gentleman out? Yeah, the life-size map area there on the south wall. We'll see if we can get you strung up there without disturbing too many of the younger attendees of the con.
And, you know, Vince, answering all these questions has given me quite an appetite.
I've worked up a powerful hunger myself.
So let's get back in the RV and head on over to our next segment, Elliot's Eats.
All right, listeners, Elliot's Eats is a segment we love to break out. It's where my brother gets to deep dive into the cuisine of the towns that we're staying in. This week, however, we're on the move, driving the RV from concession stand to concession stand.
And first stop, we just pulled up to our first concession stand. Would you introduce yourself?
Greetings. My name is Alan Weiss, the creator of Mapman and other such comic book heroes as Latted Dude and Longed Dude. But today, I'm bringing you fresh food from the fryer. I'm coming to you not only as the baker of these treats, but as a fellow fan.
Alan Weiss, thank you so much. I'm a huge fan of Longed Dude. I have Longitude 1 and Longitude 2. They're very rare.
Soon to come out with the new villain, Atlas.
We have both of those first edition comics in Mylar bags, and it seems like you sell most of your food in Mylar as well.
We do! You see, comic book sales haven't been going so well lately, so I've shifted professions. Did I even answer your question?
I don't think so, but you shifted professions much like Longitude did in volume 16 when he decided crime fighting wasn't working out for him and he decided to be an accountant.
That's right, because as you know, people in our lives, much like the characters in these fantastic stories, go separate ways. Just like latitude and longitude did latitude and longitude.
It seems like you're snacking on one of your concessions right now. Can you tell us about
it? It's a corn dog, but it's got a whole new twist on it. As you can see at this end, there's a little stick and it's pointy, and it has an N on it for pointing north. It's a corn dog you eat upside down. Like a kitten under a cow's udder, you are biting into this corn dog.
Wow, Vince, it seems like this is something that our great-great-grandfather Rand would have loved.
This has been right up his alley. Rand loved repurposing foods directionally to create new but very similar foods.
Good on him.
Yeah, he loved tacos that you ate upside down. The only thing is he could never figure out how to keep all the filling in the taco when you dumped it upside down.
Well, if you look over here, you can see that I've perfected the design. All you have to do is put a piece of duct tape over the taco, and then you enjoy the juices and the flavors that the, not the Orient, Mexico delivers to your mouth straight from my truck.
Wow, so can you kind of pull back the veil a little bit and tell us about any new inventions in the food or comic scene that you're working on?
You want me to take off my veil?
Yeah, I don't know why I've been wearing this veil the entire time.
I like to protect grease from splashing onto my face because I make so many live television appearances.
Oh, that makes sense. That's a good reason for it, actually.
It seems like you're wearing the same thing that Michael Jackson's kids used to wear.
They are Michael Jackson's kids' clothes. Well, you see, there is only one way to live in this world. Dress the part, be the part, motherfucker.
Words to live by. So as you're removing your veil, and just so you know, this is an audio recording, so no one will see you, but what new inventions are you working on?
Well, as you can see over here, I have a piece of silverware that is going to be used not in the conventional manner. You're going to think you're going to pick up food with it, but when you touch it, it transports you to another world, much like Harry Potter, but now in this one, you're going to be transported inside a piece of food that eats you!
Wow! Talk about a multimedia experience that we have going on at RANCON, Vince.
It's very fucked up and illegal.
It looks like there's tiny serrations over the top of this fork, like little needle pricks, and then some sort of powder coats it to create what I imagine would be a hallucinogenic experience.
Well, of course it is, because as you know, in my comic books, I have taken from real life the story of the Man in Black. And he had his powder concoctions that sprouted from the needles on his fingertips. And so I decided to utilize them in this food. Did I answer your question?
Yes. More or less. Alan Bice, thank you so much for not only your literary contributions to the world of cartography, but also your food contributions and now what it looks like more experiential inventions. We're going to let you get on back to work.
Thank you, boys.
And no, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
No. Thank you, boys.
And thank you.
Okay.
And okay, so we're just pulling up a few booths down from Alan Weiss's booth, and can you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm running a booth today. Welcome. This is Road. Welcome to Road Food. Food from the road. So what we do here is unique in that I jimmy the locks on various cars in the parking lot, and I kind of put my long spindly fingers through the windows, and I grab any kind of scraps of food that have been on the floor of those cars for any amount of time, and I wrap it up in colored cellophane, and you can buy it. Somebody else's trash is now in your mouth.
Well, I was about to comment, those fingers, they sure are spindly. Is that an additional knuckle on each of the fingers that I see?
Yes, I have sewn the fingers of another human onto my fingers to make double fingers.
Okay.
And this way you can reach into car windows and reach down further.
Yes, I don't need to use my elbows. I don't need to get them in there. My fingers reach. You see how it works?
At these conventions, you're always looking for an economical food choice. Things seem to cost so much money, so we really wanted to make sure that you could afford what to sample everything. And at road food, you can. What's your price point on all these treasures?
So you can pay, it's pay what you deserve is our menu price. So
pay what you deserve.
Maybe I'm a bit of a rube for not understanding, but let's say I wanted this menu item, half stepped on combo, pizza flavored. What do you imagine that I would pay for that?
Well, do you feel like you deserve that combo?
I'm conflicted as to what to answer.
You said you were pretty hungry, Vince.
I'm gonna be brash and say yes. As co-proprietor of this event, I deserve the combo. I deserve the pizza flavored combo.
Okay, it's yours. Take it. You deserve it.
And yes. What about this? Actually, it's actually one of our maps, Vince. It's a dusty old Rand McNally map, and it looks like it was out of a glove compartment somewhere, and there's a Slim Jim pressed in the middle of it. How much would I be giving you for this?
Just look in your soul and ask yourself, do you deserve this moldy old Slim Jim inside one of your maps? What do you think the answer is?
I think I do.
No, you don't. No, you fucking don't.
Well, it looks like I'm going hungry. And it looks like we should get on to our final booth, Vincent. It's one that I'm really excited about.
Oh, just a second here, Elliot. We've got something stuck in the rear wheel. Looks like a half of a face painting booth. It's kind of churned up there in the back axle.
Oh, okay. Here, I'm just going to use one of these sticks we acquired at the road food booth. And okay, is it out?
Yeah, we're free to move. We're free to move.
Okay, so as I was saying, this couple we were so excited to have involved at RandCon. Guys, can you tell us about your booth?
This booth sells hamburgers.
I'm sorry, is this Dunt and Emmett?
Yup.
Yes, it's us.
It's us.
We're here.
Guys, we're so excited to have you back on the show.
I sound different now because I grew up from a baby boy to a bigger boy.
You're still my baby Dunt.
I thought you were Dunt and you were Emmett.
Yes, but
when I grew up, I became the other one.
Now I'm Emmett.
My body changed, but my brain's the same.
I see that you still have your robot eyes, though.
Yeah, my robot eyes are inorganic, so they don't grow.
Do you still enjoy rollerblade parks?
No, my feet got too big for rollerblades, so now I just walk around the block a couple times, and then I'm pretty tired. I'll go inside and have a pee-pee and a cocoa when I go to bed.
You certainly sound all grown up, Emmett.
I am grown up. The fire inside my soul has died, and I'm no longer happy or seeking anything that excites me. Cocoa and pee-pee is good enough for me.
Well, aren't you excited about the food you're selling? Can you tell us about that?
It's some hamburgers, but it's made with untraditional meat.
So untraditional, what does that mean?
That it's made with terror meat. Terror.
And broken CDs.
Terror meat.
Terror meat? I'm unfamiliar with the term.
It's the meat from anything that was terrified when it died.
I see.
So I'm vegan, but Vince, it seems like you really wanted to take a bite of one of these burgers.
Watch out.
Yeah, I hope you guys aren't offended. I hope it's not like salting a dish before you taste it, but I'm going to eat around the CD shards in this.
You got to eat it or else it's not the same.
Yeah, Vince, just take a bite, like right there.
This looks like an old Jazzercise at Work CD-ROM.
It did.
All right, here goes.
You should probably take a bite of that little corner with the Bone Thugs and Harmony CD.
Oh, that does look like least likely to lacerate my throat on the way down, so I'll give that up.
Well, it looks delicious, guys, and we're so excited that you were able to be a part of RandCon. Is there anything... I'm sorry.
I think he liked it.
Vince, are you all right?
Another satisfied dying customer.
Oh, that was a close one. That was a close one.
I know you're not happy, Dunt, but I just want to say I'm happy to be working with you still.
I mean, I've always been happy to be working with you.
Is there any part of RandCon that you guys are excited to be part of?
I took Dunt up to the men's bathrooms for a while.
I got fucked in the butt.
Anyway, Vince, are you well enough to drive? Can we keep on going?
I'm back. I did black out here for a little bit. I think maybe you should drive, Elliot.
Okay. Well, it was great seeing you guys, and I think that we should move on to our next segment, Vince.
Absolutely.
And that is Did You Know?
Alright, listeners, it's time for our favorite segment, Rapid Fire Fast Fact Trivia, in the form of Did You Know Facts. This week is going to be a little different. We're going on the street of the con to find fans and attendees who have facts of their own.
Vince, you seem to be kind of bleeding still out of your mouth.
Yes, I am. It's incredibly painful, but the con must go on. It looks like we've got a pretty good candidate crossing here. Sir.
Hi.
Sir, what's your name?
My name's Chad.
Chad.
My name's fucking Chad.
Okay, fucking Chad. Can you give us our first Did You Know fact?
Oh yeah, sure. Did you know that RandCon was started in 1933?
I didn't know the exact date. No.
It's true. Take a look at this picture in my wallet. It's my grandma, the first one.
Oh wow. Wow. Okay, that looks like our great grandfather Rand McNally right next to her.
What?
Wait, is that the third floor men's bathroom that they're in?
Yeah. You guys know about that?
We've heard extensively about it.
I just came from there. Wait a minute. Is your last name McNally?
Yeah, both of us.
We're the McNally brothers.
And that's your grandma and grandpa?
Well, you said that was your grandma.
But you said that was your grandpa.
Yeah, it's our great-great-grandpa.
Oh, my God.
So are we...
Are we related? What's your last name, Chad?
McNally.
Oh, my God.
Elliot.
You're a long-lost cousin.
Oh, my God. What do you guys do?
You know, just hold that thought. We'll see you later. We got to go on to our next
Did You Know
Fact. Okay, yeah, we'll see you later, Chad.
Yeah, great. Yeah, we'll stay in touch. Definitely go to the Claims of Relationship booth back there. It's outside of the convention center. It's not in the con. Goodbye, Chad.
And, Miss, do you have another Did You Know Fact for us?
Yes! Did you know that Rutgers Hill is famous for Blackout Day?
So what's Blackout Day?
Blackout Day? It's in a week. I'm getting ready. Is when everyone in the town spontaneously blacks out for a week and wakes up a week later. Except three people are gone.
Does this have anything to do with Alan Weiss's interesting concoctions of food?
It could. Nobody studied it. I just get excited because you never know if you're going to be the one that's gone.
That sounds pretty unsustainable, but exciting nonetheless.
It's sustainable as long as three babies are born every year, jackass.
So the entirety of the town's population is comprised of babies born on this Blackout Con.
Yes!
How do you prepare for Blackout Con, miss?
You better be wearing nice underwear, because when you're there laying there blacked out for a week, you don't know who's coming up and poking you with a stick. I also put in a butt plug like a bear when it hibernates. Their plugs are made of poop. It's natural. Mine are made of... They're hand-me-downs porcelain.
Did you get it at that booth over there? The junk booth?
You mean Junk's Wipes booth?
Yeah.
No, she sells wipes.
Oh, our mistake.
You guys are pretty dumb.
You know, we haven't been able to tour the convention so much yet, so we still are getting a lay of the land.
Have you been to the third floor men's bathrooms?
Not yet. We've heard a lot about it, ma'am.
We might have to check it out. I do have to commend you on the butt plug you're currently holding, though. It's shaped like a commemorative pushpin.
Yeah, it is.
I think that's charming.
Thank you. It also has your faces on it.
I was less charmed by that. I was less enthusiastic.
I would prefer to not.
You guys are French kissing.
It does. That's how. Yeah.
Yeah. Crudely, it's very lifelike.
Drawn renditions of us making out, Elliot. That's a first. Thank you, ma'am. Moving right along, Elliot. Let's see if we can drum up another Did You Know.
Do you have another Did You Know for us?
Hello there.
Hello. Who are you?
My name is the man in. My name is Jeremy. Oh.
What did you say your name was?
Jeremy.
He said Jeremy, Elliot. Listen up.
Oh, okay. It looks like. Jeremy, your fingers are made of pins.
Oh, these? Yes, of course. You see, I just fashioned my fingernails in an interesting way.
Interesting.
Nothing to see.
Jeremy, do you have the next Did You Know fact for us?
Yes, I do. Did you know that 2,000 years ago, the dark god Asmodeus released upon this world a hellfire of pins and needles that one day would be fought off by a man named Rand McNally, who would in turn trap Asmodeus into his own creation of destruction and despair, only to be poked by his own needles until one day the dark awakening would occur here at RandCon 2016, brought forth by his faithful servant, certainly not Jeremy.
It seems like you know a lot about our great-great-grandfather, Jeremy.
Yes, I can smell him on you. Tell me, boys, what do you know of power?
I know that the energy consumption of the generator that powers our RV is costing us a pretty penny. Is that what you're... Are you referencing that?
I'm referring to true power.
It seems like there's some sort of shroud or something looming over you right now.
Yes, it's to protect grease from splashing on my face. This was Michael Jackson's children's shroud.
Your form is kind of shifting into unknowable shapes.
It is merely a magic that I am producing into your mind's eye. I am Legion. I am nothing. And I am all.
Elliot, maybe it's just me, but it looks like locusts are crawling out of your ears and mouth right now.
I got that idea from Batman Begins.
Vince, you just look like a giant hamburger to me that I want to eat.
I got that idea from Good Burger.
Wow. We really got to get out of here, Vince, and get on to our next Did You Know Facts. Thank you, Jeremy / Asmodeus. Ma'am, do you have our next Did You Know Fact for us?
Yes, thank you for giving me a gender.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just naturally assumed.
Well, it's new. Everything's new to me. I'm a map that recently gained sentience and took human form. I wasn't sure if I was a boy or a girl, or somewhere in the middle.
Are you the Dora Explorer map?
I don't know. I've just woken up, if that's the words your human mouths use, very recently.
You know, I don't mean to correct you, Elliot, but he or she looks like sort of a fire escape plan map that shows where the exits are in case of an emergency at the con here.
Interesting. It seems like some sort of dark forces at WiccaCon have merged with our fire escape, and now the map has gained sentience. Is that correct?
I'm here now. I'm real.
Well, now that you're real, is there some sort of convention booth that you'd want to run?
I want to run the fuck booth.
You're new to the con, gaining a soul merely hours ago, so I will say that there's no fuck booth. You can check out the third floor bathrooms, though. I've heard that's a good time.
I love being a human now. Don't make me be a map again. Don't send me back. Do you know what it's like back there?
Jeremy, why are you looming over this map?
Boys, don't meddle in affairs that aren't your concern.
I'll be completely honest, Jeremy. We did not mean to at all.
You have stepped into a world of pain that you could not even fathom.
No, we really have nothing to... We don't even know how this happened.
I'm a human now!
Okay, it seems like you guys are busy enough. Vince, we should probably move on to our last Did You Know Fact here.
Yeah, you got it from here, Jeremy.
And sir, do you have our final Did You Know Fact of the segment?
I sure do. My name is Sam Sweat, and I make art.
Yeah, I can see that by all your... I guess I would call them effigies of Vince and I at your booth here.
Yes, it's body paint that I have rolled my body onto this canvas behind my booth. I painted it on me first and then on the canvas. Did you know that Rudyard's Hill, Georgia was the site of the great art in 18...
in year 18.
Right. Wow. The great art was not what you think it was. It's an acronym for a real time.
Can you elaborate on that a bit more?
I may. A real time was like a portal, and then Bill Maher stepped out of it, and he told everyone about his show, and then he left.
Well, so to recap for our listeners at home who might not be following, apparently in the year 18... before anyone other than the people indigenous to the Americas were living here, Bill Maher stepped out of a time portal and promoted his show on HBO, which would come about 2,000 years later.
It's called Real Time with Bill Maher.
So familiar with the program.
Yes,
sir.
Well, fuck you too.
Well, enjoy the rest of the convention.
And thank you. I did not know that.
You're welcome.
Vince, that was a riveting round of Did You Know facts, most of which I wish I never knew.
Some of which are unknowable to the frailties of the human mind. So it's causing a lot of distress in my mind and soul right now.
But before we leave, all you listeners, we have one more segment for you.
It's Wish You Were Here.
Guys, we know that you can't journey with us across the country. It's just not feasible. But Vince and I do our best to include you with an audio postcard from us to you from whatever town we're in. This week, of course, it's from RANCON 2016, and it goes something like this. Dear listener, wish you were here in Rudyard's Hill, Georgia.
Home of RANCON 2016, the convention about everything maps, Rand McNally, and these parts.
And home to myriad other conventions, some of which you may or may not ever want to go to.
Home to this year, some strange developments of the occult and eldritch communications that might fundamentally change the way you understand your world.
Home to our long-lost cousin, Chad McNally.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about that, Elliot. Maybe we should strike all mention of him from the podcast.
Yeah, from the lore of these parts, I don't think he really has any place in it.
He's not going to be a recurring character.
No, definitely not. The character in our lives.
There you are!
Continuing on, Elliot, home of other things that happened at RANCON 2016. Yes, lots of fun.
Farewell.
From these parts to yours. Hello, listeners. Hope you enjoyed RANCON 2016 as much as we did, and hope you enjoyed our time in Rudyard's Hill. I hope you'll join us next week as well, when we're in Bacon, Connecticut.
In Bacon, Connecticut, literally every person is within 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. The town's hierarchy of power is derived from the fewer degrees a person is, although no one is fewer than 3 degrees. Should be an awesome episode.